You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. How do we tap into a student's passion, develop and retain talent? How do we turn out grads with the employable skills that businesses, nonprofits, and local governments in Michigan demand? School districts across the state are figuring out answers to these questions. Innovation Central High School in Grand Rapids is one of those answers. It puts four academies under one roof: design and construction, business leadership and entrepreneurship, modern engineering, and health sciences and technology. Stateside's April Van Buren went to see just what's going on in some of the classrooms at Innovation Central and brings us this audio postcard.
Okay, I would feel a pulse, and if I couldn't reach, then I would go inside of it, of your pant leg, and there we go. Can you feel me squeeze your feet? Can you push down? Can you push up? Okay, perfect. Hello, my name is Analicia Garcia. I am a fourth-year senior here at Innovation Central, and I am in the Academy of Health and Science. Now we're going to bring you to transportation as soon as possible. What makes Innovation unique is I feel like there's a passion here. When you're walking through the hallways, you see kids that are like determined to do things.
I feel like quote-unquote regular high schools are like, they're teaching you what they're supposed to teach you. So like, they're not focusing on what you want to do in the future. Innovation Central like takes it a step further into doing that. I'm Jose Paulino. I'm a senior in Innovation Central High School, and I am a senior also in the robotics team, Team 904.
Okay.
Let me just get this plugged in.
Okay, so this is our robot. It's a very tall robot. It's about 55 inches. A lot of wires. My name is Clarissa Gordon, and this is my first year at Innovation Central High School in the 10th grade, and I attend the engineering program. We do like a lot of hands-on projects. Like, we do the bridges, we do the cubes. I know in the junior year, you start creating smaller robots.
Our teachers of academy, they don't like give you paper and, oh, here's this, this is how it is. Like, they actually take you on field trips on how it works.
There was one place, it was a biomedical engineering place, and we went there, and that's when my like interest for health also came in, so I was thinking about doing biomedical engineering.
I have two teachers in the EMT class. One is a science-based teacher, Ms. Hodder, and then the other one is Mr. Pratan, and he actually goes on the trucks, the ambulances.
Remember, you can always have someone take C-spine from the front.
So recently, I went to the Metro Hospital. It was just me by myself, and I was with some nurses, and we took care of like five rooms, room 20 to 25, and I was just there like helping and just talking, and I know how to do these things now.
Actually, freshman year, I didn't even, like, as soon as the bell rings, shoot out this classroom, but now, like, I see myself staying after class, talking about my work.
The past 2 years, 9th and 10th grade, there's been people that I've, like, have had in my life that came, and they helped me get out there more, and it just gives me more, like, confidence.
I had a teacher, Miss Rambat, my sophomore year. She looked at me and she was like, Analicia, you got this. You can do this. You're strong. She was like, this is your future. It doesn't matter that you came from this environment or that your dad is in jail or that this has happened. You got this. This is your future. You are the one who your siblings are going to look up to. Now do this. Look it in the eye and face it. It was like I zoomed off. I seen a future that I wanted to go to, and I shot for it as soon as I could.
As part of our Grand Rapids live show, I sat down with Ronald Gorman, Assistant Superintendent of Pre-K through 12 Instructional Support for Grand Rapids Public Schools, and the principal of Innovation Central High School, Mark Frost. Ronald began by explaining the vision behind these four academies.
So in 2012, when Superintendent Teresa Weatherall Neal came to become our superintendent, we had these small schools that were scattered all around the school district, all of which were very successful. But Teresa said, you know what, we need to put all of these schools in one place. And at that time, Mr. Frost School was Central High School, home of the Rams, 421 Fountain Street, for those folks who are familiar with the Grand Rapids area. and go Rams. And but it was really an opportunity for us to put all of these phenomenal programs together that you referenced mm-hmm. earlier, and also just provide a lot of community support. And so we did that, and we took a high school that had about 300 students in it, and now it has close to 800 students in it. So over this six-year period of time, it has become quite a draw, and I would like to believe it's because of the vision our superintendent had, or has, always has, and because of the great leadership we have in Mr. Frost.
How do students come to your school, Mark? What's the pipeline to get kids to Innovation Central?
Okay, so Central High School for 100 years on Heritage Hill was a neighborhood school, which meant if you lived in the area, you attended that school. It's no longer like that. So what I do is I go around and recruit at all the middle schools in our district, and I try to hit all the charter schools. And all you have to do is fill out an application. It literally takes 90 seconds to fill out, and we take every eighth grader, regardless of academics, attendance, or behavior. We take everybody coming out of eighth grade. This is our fifth year. We've had over 200 students each year enroll in Innovation Central High School. So it really is a draw.
And what do you hear from kids? What are reasons that they decide that they want to come to Innovation Central?
For most part, for eighth graders, it's their parents that want them to come to Innovation Central. But I think after they hear our message, and one of the messages we get out consistently is, who are you going to be after high school? We don't point to graduation as an end. We say, who are you going to be? And you got to be somebody. We want you to be a professional. We're trying to give you these skills and this knowledge to become a professional. And they buy into it over time. With the guest speakers and the experiences and the field trips and the curriculum that we have, they really buy into it by the time they're juniors, and especially seniors, when they know they're one step away from being real people in the real world.
What are the benefits, practically speaking, Ron, of having everybody under one roof, all four academies?
Well, if you go there on a Friday, there are so many adults at Innovation Central, mentors from the community, persons who are in business and industry. They're there every day. So they don't have to go to a million schools within our school district. They can go directly to Innovation Central. And I think that's one great strength that we have, pooling them all together. And we have so many business partnerships there. And when you talk about a practical approach, I think about the Academy of Design and Construction. So this is a program at Innovation Central where the students build habitat homes. Okay, so for the first 3 hours of the day, they're in their normal core instruction classes. And then students get on a yellow bus and go to the Northwest Side or the Black Hills neighborhood and actually build homes that persons live in. So if you think of some skills that they will have forever, I mean, think about that. The geometry class can only do so much. But if you're building a home, that's a lifelong skill that you will have.
That you realize all
absolutely.
That stuff in geometry actually has a real application.
Absolutely.
I want us to get, if we can, Mark, just kind of a quick flavor of the kinds of classes kids take and the skills they'll pick up in each of these academies. So I'm going to just run through them. Well, we got an idea with design and construction. What other kinds of skills and things do they do?
Okay, well, one of the things that we have English, math, science, social studies, art, phys ed, health, world language. We have all the classes that every high school has to offer in Michigan. But what we have in our health science class, we have our health science program is we have multiple health classes. So we have three different health classes you can take, but we have anatomy, physiology, medical terminology, and this ambulance class that you can take where you can become an ambulance driver, first responder. Walking out of our school, you have to take the state certified test, you know, because you're working on people, but it's opportunities that hardly anybody else has in this area. We also offer this year is a Spanish interpretation class with a basis in health science vocabulary.
Wonderful.
And so we're going to roll students out as Spanish interpreters with that certification this year.
How about modern engineering? What kinds of things do they
take? Okay, so we have intro to engineering, we have principles of engineering, we have civil architecture and engineering, which are project lead the way classes. PLTW classes, which is a national program underwritten by GM, and it's really a lot of hands-on. We do robotics. We do VEX robotics science kits. They make things like solar-powered fans, solar-powered cars. It is hands-on application and coding, you know, starting the coding process so kids understand what that whole thing is all about, because that's the coming technology.
And the business leadership and entrepreneurship, what are they doing?
Okay, so we have accounting, business law, marketing, entrepreneurship, and they work in the school store. So we have all the curriculum that everybody has to have in the state, but we focus our electives on these professions and these careers, and the students buy into it. And so we, and if I can just throw this out, the last 4 years, we had graduation rates of 82 and 81% 3 and 4 years ago, which is very, very good for a population of 84% poverty. But the last 2 years, it's been 91 and 92% graduation rate, which really, yeah, it's remarkable. And that is all the buy-in from the students on. They see the relevance of their electives as they tie into the general curriculum and what they can be and who they can be later on in life.
When it comes time to walk across and have you hand them their diploma and cap and gown time is done, what are these kids doing after? I mean, I guess I'm trying to get a sense where all this falls on the spectrum between, you know, college prep and vocational training.
It is. It's a wide range. We have students going into a four-year university, full-ride scholarships to Michigan every year, to Michigan State every year. Our top level is super top. Some students go for two-year programs, such as medical coding, which is needed right now, and so you can do that within 2 years. But we also have many students who are going into certification tracks, such as at the MTech program in Grand Rapids Community College, which focuses on welding, electricians, plumbing, those things that are really functional. But we also get students going right into the workforce in business, but in construction, in these areas where we really prepared them. So whether you game for college or not, we have a track for you.
Ron, where did you look for inspiration as you were putting this all together? Were there models either in this country or abroad that inspired you?
Gosh, I'm not sure there were models. And now it seems like everyone wants to do something comparable to what's being done at Innovation
Center. So you're the model now.
I'm not sure we're the model.
You've got something working.
Yeah, so nationally there's a big movement for wall-to-wall academies. Many of my colleagues have visited schools throughout the nation where they want to create career pathways for every single student in the building so that he or she can feel like they're a part of something. And so we really started this not with much of a roadmap, and it's amazing what leadership, staff buy-in, a tremendous amount of parent participation, because Mr. Frost will send so many mailers out and knock on so many doors to ensure he fills his gymnasium with parents. So it's amazing what a grassroots movement can do, and we're so excited about the future.
It seems very clear from what you're describing is what the options are there for these young people as they graduate, that you are meeting that challenge that has been laid down by business to schools in Michigan, which is give us workers trained in the skills we need. That's happening. So what, Mark, could administrators or districts across Michigan learn from what Grand Rapids Public Schools is doing right now with Innovation Central High?
Well, one of the things that we do is once a month we have, each of our academies has an advisory board where we bring in people from the community. We bring in big business people, small business people, people from human resources, people from accounting offices so that they can tell us what the real world is like. Because I don't know exactly what happens in an engineering firm, but they do. And so they keep it real with us. And so much of the time, if you teach in isolation or you run your school in isolation, you're not sure exactly what the expectations are in the real world. And they keep it real for us. And so I think just the connection that we have with the community is unbelievable. Spectrum, Amway, huge businesses, small corporations, small businesses. It really is amazing what we have going. And I think other people could do the same thing. But it takes a lot of work and coordination.
And we need to end by looking ahead to next year, Ron. You're going to be adding the Academy of Teaching and Learning.
Yes, and we're so excited about this. We work in a school district where our students need to see teachers who look like them. And we are having an incredible teacher shortage, not only in the state of Michigan, but also nationally. So what we are doing with our Ferris State University partnership is we are going to try to grow our own. So next year, we are going to have our first cohort of teacher cadets at Innovation Central High School. So this will be our fifth career academy. This will be a program freshman through senior year, with the senior year being heavier on a classroom component and the freshman year really being learning about teaching, learning about pedagogy, things of that nature. But our hope is that after these students have matriculated through Innovation Central, have matriculated through Ferris State University, that they come back and become Grand Rapids Public Schools teachers, and that's the ultimate goal.
Wonderful work. Thank you so very much for sharing your work with us, Mark Frost, principal of Innovation Central High, and Ron Gorman, the assistant superintendent with Grand Rapids Public Schools. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.